Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Clark, Twinkie and I were in Little Rock, Arkansas with Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down, and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway.
Face the fact.
Face the fact.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your paper loose.
Turn your paper loose.
He will bring you out.
He'll bring you out.
And give you. Question God.
So don't question God.
Just accept.
Just accept.
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 What God allows.
I kept on writing, Karen. I kept on writing, Jackie.
Except
what God allows.
What God allows. Even you, when you don't understand it, it's working for your good.
Accept every trial.
Accept every trial.
Accept it even now.
Accept it. Even now,
he'll give you a smile.
He'll give you.
Give you.
He'll give you a smile.
Mr. Twinkie, put it.
Put it.
Put it.
Put it.
Put it in it.
He has
Why?
One day, they said, "Girlfriend, how in the world can a brown cow eating green grass gonna turn around and give up some white milk?" I said, "Well, I don't know about that one, but one thing that I do know that God's chemical laboratory of redemption took my black soul stained with sin and plump in red blood, the blood of Jesus. And I came out white as snow. Yes, I did. The angels, in heaven done shine.
Good morning. I want to apologize for the delay. I want to apologize for me because the devil was on me for the last couple of days real bad. But you know, for some reason God told me to let that devil go this morning and get over here on this press show. I'm glad I did because the devil was making me angry this morning. That's me playing those songs because those songs bring me back to realistic, bring me back down to earth. Because that devil, he'll get in you sometimes. This morning was one of those mornings. The last couple of weeks then, devil been at me. Like I said, last week we talked about my mama been on my mind. Her birthday was Sunday. And, my niece asked me, did I want to go to the graveyard? I said, baby, I just want to be up here around y'all. She was looking at her grandkids play through my eyes. So sometimes going to the graveyard ain't the thing you need to do. She would have been 63 today. I mean, Sunday. So, it just, sometimes you have to just find something to give you peace of mind. She met one of her grandbabies before she passed. She never met the youngest, but I know she's seen him. I'm sorry this morning for Ren, but I actually started the show this morning. I saw it was going. And some of those, that last song I played was one of the songs they sung in church. It's reminiscing that for a minute. But I want to thank God again for allowing us to see another day. I want to thank God for being God Almighty. I want to thank God to keep giving me strength, to keep my eyes on Him. You know, the devil works hard. I've said it many a time. He don't need but a little crack in the door. Sometimes he don't even need the door open. He'll find a way in. So, y'all forgive me. Father God, this morning, come to you asking prayer, praying for all that can hear my voice and all that can't hear my voice, praying for the world. I want you to continue to try to steer us towards you. Because at the end of the day, we all want to be in heaven sitting at your right hand. Father God, I want to continue to pray for sick and shedding, the homeless, this world, this weather, this God, only you know your plan. We're just part of your plan. We're a piece of the puzzle of your plan. Father God, I want you to just keep blessing each and every one of the sound of my voice, blessing me, and God, just help me to try to stay on the straight and narrow it gets hard sometimes. But that being said, God, just continue being God Almighty. Only you know. Only you the judge. Amen. I didn't have much today. I didn't know the show wasn't running, but if anyone got anything, they could hit the one button, and or I can play a few more songs. I don't know. It got a little down, but I ain't really down like I used to be. It done got better. Yeah. Just keep praying for me. Keep me in your prayer. Keep me in the prayer. Yeah. So I'm actually driving, so y'all bear with me a minute. Get down, I can't see my way.
I'm just moving a little closer to home.
I'm moving home.
When you see me pray.